We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem Yishev Mechav Yaakov Yipirichos Elio. We are in Bechoris, Perakei Mishnah Beis. We mentioned in the past that a Bechor can be eaten by Yisrael. It's the Mammon of the Kohen. A Bechor that has a Mum that cannot be brought as a Korban belongs to the Kohen. But the Kohen can, we've mentioned, can sell it to a Jew. A Jew can be partake of that Bechor. But that happens to be, that's the Halacha, but that's Beis Hillel's opinion. We'll see in the Mishnah that that's actually a Machlokes. Beis Shammai Omrim Lo Yimana Yisrael Im HaKohen Al HaBechor. Beis Shammai is of the opinion that a Bechor that has a Mum and a Kohen did it, so the Kohen is able to eat it, but not anybody else. He's not allowed to invite a Yisrael to come to the meal to eat. It's based on the pasuk in Bamidbar Yudches Uvisaram Yehielach Kachaze Hatrufa Uchishok Hayamin. What this says is that the flesh of the animal is going to be treated, of the bechor, is going to be treated just like the chaza and the shok that's given to the kohen from a korban. And just like a chaza and a shok are only given, only eaten by the kohanim, can be eaten by Yisrael, that's part of a korban, so too a bechor, whether it's a tam or even a balmum, could only be eaten by a kohanim. That's Beis Shammai's drasha, uvisaram yeelach, how do we treat the flesh of the bechor? Kachazeat Tenufa uchesho kayamin. But Beis Hillel matir. Beis Hillel says that that a Yisrael is permitted to be invited to the house of a Kohen to join together to eat from a Bechor Balmum. And not only that, Vafilu Nachri. He can even invite an Anjou to come eat from a Bechor Balmum. Because the Pasuk says in Devarim Tezvav, Bisharecha Tochulenu Katsavi V'Cha'ayal. So what does the Pasuk say regarding a Bechor? It can be treated like a Tzvi, like a deer, or an Ayal, like a hart, like a gazelle. Just like a Tzvi and Ayal can be fed to an Anjou, so too a Bechor Balmum, even an Anjou, and certainly a Yisrael. How do we then explain the Pasuk, Uvisaram Yelach, Kachazei HaTunufo Uchesho Kayamin, the fact that there is a link, there's an equation between the Basar of a Bechor, Balmum, and the Chazeh and the Shok from a Karban that's given to a Kohen, Chaz and a Shok, let's say, from a Shlomim that's given to a Kohen. So the answer is, Beis Hillel will say, that's referring to a Bechor Tam. Bechor Tamim. Pasuk, when we speak about a Bechor that does not have a blemish, that's brought as a Karban, that indeed is going to be like the Shok, the Chaz and the Shok of a Karban Shlomim, just like the Chaz and the Shok of a Karban Shlomim can only be eaten by a Kohen. So too, the Bechor could only be eaten by a Kohen, but that's only a Bechor that's brought as a Karban. Bechor that has a mum, that can be fed to Israel and even to a non-Jew. Then the Mishnah says, Bechor sha'achazo dam. He who have a Bechor, literally meaning he was taken hold by blood. He's some type of congestion he has, some maybe hypertension he has. So the Mishnah here says, afilu hu meis, ein mekizin lo dam, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So you have a three-year machlokas what to do here. The Bechor may die from this ailment. So we should we not do bloodletting, which in those days was considered the antidote. That was the remedy for someone, let's see, who had achazo dam, had this congestion, had this hypertension. So Rabbi Yehuda says, even if the Bechor is going to die because of it, you cannot do bloodletting for this Bechor, because he's afraid you're going to make a mum. And the pasuk says, kol mum lo yebo. There's a negative prohibition from the Torah to a negative command from the Torah to inflict a mum in an animal, in a Bechor. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, don't do bloodletting, even though your intent, of course, is to heal the animal. Nonetheless, it's not allowed. And this would be true. Let's say you know where a certain, you can inflict a wound that wouldn't necessarily do bloodletting in a way that would not create a mum. So maybe you'll do it in that part of the animal and then remove the blood there, heal the animal. The animal has its remedy. It's not going to die. And you didn't make a mum. So Rabbi Yehuda says, no, I'm afraid because of the principle Adam Bohol Al Mamon, a person gets very frantic regarding his money. They say, for example, we have this halach in the 16th parak of Masechah Shabbos. God forbid there's a fire on Shabbos, so the Mishnah limits what we're able to save from that fire. Only move food for 3 sudos, only clothing that you need. You can wear all at one time. Why are we so strict about what you're able to save? Because we're afraid Adam Bahalal Mamon, a person, gets so frightened that he's going to lose his money. He may end up extinguishing the fire. So the same thing is true here. Even though you'll say, oh, he knows where to do the bloodletting so he doesn't cause a mum, he's all nervous. The animal's going to die. It's a very expensive animal. If we allow him to do bloodletting in a place that doesn't make a mum, he may end up doing bloodletting in a place that does make a mum. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, even if the animal's going to die. V'chachamim omim yakiz. Chachamim say you can do hakasas dam, uvelvad shalo yase bo mum, as long as you don't make a mum. In other words, you have to know what the halachos are. Make sure you do the bloodletting in a place that won't inflict a mum in the to make the animal a bechor baal mum. So that's okay. Chachamim are not afraid that the Chachamim are not afraid that maybe he is going to end up, if we give him a chance to make to do bloodletting in an area where there's no mum, he may end up doing it in another area. Why they're not afraid of that? Maybe that should be a concern. So the answer is the Chachamim are afraid of something else. If we don't allow him to do any bloodletting at all in a place where it's not going to make a mum, so Kavachomer, he's going to do Hakazas Dam. He's going to do bloodletting in a place where there is a mum. Let's give him a chance at least to try to find a place in the animal that won't render the animal a baal mum, and because otherwise he's certainly going to do so. And he'll do it in a place where he'll make a mum. Vim asa ba mum. But let's say through Hakazas Dam you made a mum, hareze lo yishachet alav. The Chachamim will say, well, you can't shech the animal now and say, well, there's a mum in the animal. I guess the Kohen is able to shech it. You don't have to bring it as a korban because it's not a tumim anymore. No, the answer is you made that mum. So you shouldn't have made that mum. You did bloodletting. Maybe it was a davar shen miskav. You didn't have kavana to do it. But nonetheless, if you made a mum because of the bloodletting, then that mum doesn't count for you to be able to consider this a bechor baal mum to shecht it. Rather, you have to wait till another mum develops, and only after another mum develops can the kohen shecht the animal. That is the Chachamim's opinion. We had Rabbi Yehuda says, no Hakazas Dam at all, not in a place where it won't make a mum. Chachamim say, no, do Hakazas Dam, do it in a place where it won't make a mum in the animal. And if it does, then you have to wait for another mum. And Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yakiz Afal Pisha Osebo Mum, he says you can do Hakazas Dam. He's the most lenient opinion. And it can be done in place even where it's going to render the animal a baal mum, and this is acceptable because all your kavana, your intent is to save the animal that it doesn't die. You don't have intent that it should make a mum, and therefore, since it's a davar sheinu miskaven, Rabbi Shimon follows his opinion throughout Shas. It's not only Hilchos Shabbos, which is most famous in Hilchos Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon holds a davar sheinu miskaven is mutter. A person, the classic example, a person is able to drag a bench along in the backyard, even though it's going to make a faro in Hilchos Shabbos, and that's a malacha. This is kavan, is not to make a faro. Davar sheinu miskaven is going to be mutter. So Rabbi Shimon allows this as well in this context. Now we have to ask the question: there is another principle where Abaye and Rava say that if the davar sheinu miskaven, that which that malach and hilchos Shabbos, or in this case the to make a mum the animal which is an iser, if it's inevitable that it's going to happen, so then that would not be permitted. So when Rabbi Shimon says yakiz, it obviously has to be in a place where it won't necessarily. It's not a psik resh. It's not inevitable that it's going to happen, because if it were, so then we'd have a problem. Why would have a problem? Maybe we consider it what we call a psik resh delo nichalit. It's a psik resha that does not benefit him. The answer is it does benefit him. This is a psik resha denichale. This is where if you walk by the automatic light and it's pitch black outside, oh, I have intent just to walk home, not to turn on the light. Yeah, but if turning on the light is inevitable, it's a psik resha that's going to happen. And now you're able to see, you're not going to trip. That's what we call a psik resha denichale. And that's going to be a problem. So making a mum is helpful for the Kohen. So if it really would be inevitable that that he would make a mum, even Rabbi Shimon would not allow such a thing. It must be that Rabbi Shimon's allowing the bloodletting because there's a good chance he's not going to inflict what we call a mum that would make the animal, give the animal a blemish that you can't bring it as a carbon. Perakei Mishnah Gimel. Hatzoreim ba'ozen ha'bachor. You have a kohen, let's say, who takes his hand and goes over to the ear of the bechor, knowing that if there's a wound in the ear, a slit in the ear, so that is going to make it into a mum. So hatzorim ozen habechor, and he has in mind to give it a mum. Hareze lo yishachet olamis divrei Rabbi Eliezer. The halacha is that you can never shech this animal. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, and that would be true even if another mum develops. This is a knas, this is a fine, this is a penalty that we give this kohen who placed a mum in a karban. You're right, you can't shech the mum, you can't shech the animal now based on the mum that you inflicted in the animal intentionally, but if another mum develops, so then at that point, say the chachamim against Rabbi Eliezer, you can shech the animal, the kohen can shech it and eat it based on the second mum. Then the Mishnah brings a story. Ma'ase b'zachar shel rechelim zakein. It was a story where they're going to support that which we've said. There was a ram, and it was very old. U'sa'aro meduldal. It was, and the hair was hanging. Why was the hair hanging and dangling? Because you can't shear a bechor. This bechor didn't have a mum. It was grazing for years and years, and it never developed a mum, so they couldn't shecht it. They couldn't work it. They couldn't shear it. So Ra'u Kastor Echa, there was a Roman official who saw this, Amar, and said to the shepherd, let's say, Mativo Shelzeh, what's the story with this ram? Why are you letting it hang out here? It looks old, you know, it always had a beard, but now it really has a beard. Why are you keeping this around? You shecht and you should eat it. Amar lo b'chor hu. V'enu nishchad elem kena yavamum. This is a b'chor, and we can't check. We have to wait, you know, since it's a tamim, it has no blemish, it would potentially have to be brought as a carbon, and then we can't bring it as a carbon, so we can only shecht it when it develops a mum. So that's why it's very old. Natal pigyon, he took like a dagger or something, a spear, vitzaram ba'asno, and he slit the ear and gave it a mum. Uba maisel fnei chachamim v'hitiru, and the case came before the chachamim, and they permitted this. Based on this mum, that the kastor that this Roman official made in the animal. Why is this allowed? Sounds like with kavana. No, this is not kavana. He didn't have kavana to do a favor for the Jew because he didn't know that if you do something intentionally. Sounds like maybe he didn't know the halacha. Could be that what he's going to do is not going to do anything. He just did that. He just didn't want to be a nice person. He wasn't doing them a favor. In fact, maybe a mum just has to develop. He was just playing a game with them. So in his mind, this is not going to help at all to shecht it. If I make a mum, obviously they kept it around because they could have made a mum as well. Obviously, I have to keep it around that a mum develops on its own. So because he was not doing this intentionally to help them out at all, the Chachamim said, well, then this mum actually does count and you're permitted to shecht it and eat it based on the mum that the Kasdor inflicted. Rashi Tiru, then this very same Kastor Roman official saw that they permitted them to shech the animal, v'halach v'tzarem b'choros acherim, and then he went and started slitting the ears of some other b'choros that were there. Vasaru, and they prohibited those. Why? Because this was obviously done intentionally. Another similar type of story. Pamachas hayu tinokos misachakim basada. There were young children playing out in the field. Vikashu zanvos tlam zeleze. They like to get into trouble. So what do? They tied, sounds like Shimshon, they tied the sheep, the tails of the sheep together. You could see what happened. So they're trying to go here and there. And one of the tails ripped off. So we have ourselves a Baal Mum. And this was a Bechor. And sure enough, in a lost his tail, Uba Maisa Fnei Chachamim Vitiru, and they permitted the Bechor to be shechted to be eaten, because this not what was not done intentionally, it was just to play a game, and therefore not, now as a mum, you're able to shecht it. Then, Rosh Shehitiru, the kids saw that they permitted the Bechor, so they said, oh, we have a great idea. Behochlu Bekashu Zanvos Bechor Sacherim, they got a lot of Bechoris together, tied their tails to see if they would move to and fro and see what would happen, and maybe they were ripped off. And indeed, some of the tails came off, va'asaru. And the Chacham said, no, these are not allowed because this was done intentionally. Zaklal, Mishnah gives us a general rule, which we usually is a sign that that it's coming to add something that I couldn't figure out from the halachas in the Mishnah. Kol shu ledato asur, if it's done ledas, of the Baal of Bechor. So then it's asur, but not ledato, it's mutter. So what does this come to add? So the Bar Tanur says, kol shu ledato asur la suye grama. That comes to include even where it's done in an indirect fashion, but it's to the it's with the das, with the owner of the bechor, he has this in mind. Kigoni gives an example of that. Sheyolich habehema b'makom sheyesh bo barzil, kidei teshikash tikashel bo v'yipol b'mum. So what does he do? I'm not inflicting, I'm not slitting the ear, chas v'shalom. I know what I'm going to do. He puts iron on the ground, glass and some, all over the place, pieces of metal, and the animal now cuts itself or trips on it and falls, and now it cuts it. So now it has a mum, or let's say he puts a piece of deveil, he puts some figs, dried figs, on a fig cake on his ear, on the animal's ear, and a dog comes and eats it. He realizes the dog's going to be hungry, and the dog, because he wants the figs, and he ends up eating, chopping off his ear, biting off his ear as he takes the devela. That's also grama, but that's also not allowed, because that's ledato. But if it's shelo ledato, so then it's not with his, the Baal HaBechor, the owner of the Bechor, has in mind, so then that's going to be acceptable. But the Bar Tanur says, so what does it come to include? La asuye, this comes to include imhaya Yisrael mesiach lufi tumo. Let's say the Yisrael was in there was a non-Jew present, and the Jew casually, mesiach lufi tumo, casually says in front of the Nachri, bifnei ha-Nachri, b'chor zeh, im nafal bomum, hayinu ochlem, so you know. This Bechor, by the way, you know, you see that my all these animals, you know, this is, happens to be a Bechor. You know, if there were a mum, if there were a blemish in this thing, this one we have to eat, we can't eat it without a blemish. So if he said that casually, where the non-Jew didn't necessarily understand that there was some halachic ramification of that statement, so then, v'shama anachav yitil bo mum, that's going to be mutter. That's also considered shalolotato. That is what that phrase comes to include. That would be permitted as well.